Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, John Hanson and Esmeralda Leon in for Matt Bubala. So you were at a wedding tonight.
I was.
We kind of talked about this during Patty's show, but they didn't acknowledge the Cubs at all.
Not at all.
Like, not a word.
Nobody said anything except the guests.
And was everybody looking at their phone?
No, there was a group in the corner of people looking at a phone. And then I did see some women staring at a phone on a table, and then they looked defeated. So I was like, oh, they lost.
Do you know the couple or no?
No.
So this was through?
This was through my boyfriend.
Okay.
His friend.
So you'll have to ask him maybe to get some of the dirt and find out if they cared or weren't Cubs fans or what it was. Because
you'll have to see. Because, yeah, they didn't, nothing.
Right.
Nothing about it.
So, weddings this week. I mean, there's going to be so many weddings. There's weddings every weekend in Chicago, of course.
Yes.
But imagine weddings, obviously, during the World Series and the distraction that can be for your guests. And DNA Info did a really interesting article of interviewing a few different couples. And they take it all different ways, as you'd imagine. Some brides are saying, it's my day. I don't want to see the phones out.
Right.
Anything like that. Maybe we have a TV in the lobby. Deal with it. But one couple that they talked to, AJ and Jamie are their names. They are the sweetest people. They went the complete other route. Shante, do we actually have that audio? Can we play that audio? I got a chance to interview them yesterday morning as part of WCIU, you and me. And here's what they have to say.
Can you imagine? It's your big day. It's all about you, and then it becomes at least half about the Cubs. And that's what's happened to AJ and Jamie. Thank you guys so much for joining us. AJ, when did you guys realize that this might be a conflict?
So my best man's parents are actually season ticket holders, and they brought it up to me a few months ago. It's like, you do realize that there's potential, and of course, like, knock on wood situation, where they're like, there is the potential that if they make it, one of the games is the night of your wedding.
Right.
It's like, okay, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, of course. So, and then as time went on, it's like, wow, this is getting real right.
Right. And then, of course, it happens, and then it's like, but Jamie, what was your immediate reaction? Was it dread, or was it, okay, this is what we got to do?
Mix of excitement. Obviously, when they clinched it, I was just like, okay, this has to happen, and let's get some TVs in there.
Right. And I think that's interesting, because I imagine some bride and grooms might say, no, it's about us. Just don't even stream the game. Don't do anything. But you guys are kind of embracing it.
Yeah, although I grew up on the South Side, like, this is a huge moment for the city. This is a huge moment for Cubs fans everywhere. So what a better way to celebrate your big day than have an additional 2 million people doing it alongside with you.
Yeah, and I got to imagine that have you heard reaction from families? Are they happy you guys are doing this?
Very. Would they come to the wedding? I don't know. Otherwise.
That's what I would worry about. Yeah, you're going to start, like, seeing what people have kept their things on. So what other things are you guys doing besides just the TVs in the reception?
So aside from just the TVs that we have, once they finally do come in, I do have...
Oh, look at that.
These are being rough shipped right now and should hopefully be delivered today.
Because that's what you need, one last delivery right before the wedding.
And then on my suit lapel, I will be proudly sporting the W.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I hope they can bring it home.
Oh, that's great.
We were originally hoping, like, this would have been something else if they could have swept for tonight, but we are still elated beyond belief, and tomorrow we're really hoping for it to come home.
Yeah, Dustin made the joke earlier before we went on air. He said, if you guys are giving the toast and the Cubs at a home run, you're going to hear a bunch of cheering. You're going to think it's for you, but it's for both of you, right?
Take it.
Yeah. Any cheering at the wedding is good. So are you excited?
Very.
Let's show off that ring. Why not? Yeah, they're all
very nice. That was a nice ring.
There we go.
This is on TV.
Congratulations, guys. We're so excited for you. And go Cubbies, and good best of luck to you guys, okay?
The first reaction I have when hearing that is, I have a lot of energy in the morning. I'm really chipper at like 6 in the morning.
Because you love your job.
I do love my job. So I want to know, as a diehard Cubs fan, I would be just appalled if I had a wedding during the World Series. And I don't care if it was my best friend.
There was a TV there.
It would have to be in the reception, close to my table.
Oh, my God.
Like at my table.
What if the TV was in the lobby? You'd be like, I'm going
That's
to
okay.
eat
That's okay.
That's
reasonable. So that's what happened when I went to a wedding when it was a Blackhawks Stanley Cup final game. Mm-hmm. That it was downstairs kind of in the basement lobby area. And that was
that was reasonable because I was able to kind of check it on my phone and then in big moments go downstairs. But also hockey has those long intermissions. Right. So, like, you go upstairs for 30 minutes, you dance, you make your presents, then you sneak downstairs. Got a text from the 847. A friend of mine won 2 tickets to the World Series game on Saturday, but it just so happens it's the same day as his wedding.
Oh, no.
So he can't make it. If you're interested and want to go to his place, it's at St. Mary's Church. Her name is Ashley.
Oh, yeah, boy.
I saw that all day yesterday on Facebook.
If you want to go in my places to the wedding.
Yeah, right.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
You know what? Just get, he has the 2 tickets. Get married at Wrigley.
Why not? Just do it right up there.
Exactly. Somebody's got to be ordained in there.
And obviously, Esmeralda, didn't bother you. You went to a wedding during the World. I mean, the Cubs aren't first and foremost to you.
I'm not a big sports fan, but I'm happy for them.
What about you, Roger? Would you be able, I mean, if it was like a clinching game, what would you do?
I have my ways.
That sounds creepy.
I have a lot of earphones, social media.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it depends on my role in the wedding.
True. If you're just going as a, like, if you're the best man, you're not going to be wearing your earphones up there.
Not that you would be able to see.
Okay.
Yeah, a little Bluetooth.
You know, an ice man, I could dress a little more appropriately as, like, his Secret Service guard. And they have earphones, sunglasses, and that little talkie thing in their sleeve.
And that won't be at all.
Wow.
That won't be conspicuous at all.
Yeah, no,
that's okay. You know,
there's got to be people out there. Give us a call, 312-981-7200, or text us. Are you going to a wedding tomorrow? Are you bummed about it? Are you getting married tomorrow? Are you excited about it or bummed about it? And are you going to sneak things in like Roger would do? I mean, I honestly would try and call in sick to the wedding. Can you do that?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, I guess you could just not go.
I mean, it obviously depends on how close of a friend it is and all that stuff.
I not notice you.
Somebody's had a wedding. I saw it on Facebook a couple of days ago. I think it was the second game.
Mm-hmm.
First or second game. And somebody had a big wedding, and they had TVs all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
They purposely did that.
I'd rather have people watching the TV than sneaking it on their phone, and just so that they could kind of see it in the background. Because I could still dance on the dance floor and cut a rug.
Right.
And be able to keep my eye on the cuffs.
What about
an
early wedding? Like
so you move it up.
A 6 a.m.
That's too
get
early.
Get it all out of the way, and then you can go to your Cubs game.
What about like a 3 p.m. wedding? Because the game's not till 7:30.
Yeah, because then it'll be the tail end of the reception, I guess, and then you're like, whatever, watch the TV, I don't care anymore.
What I would worry about if I was that couple that said, no one's going to watch it, don't watch it, please. I get that it's your day.
Mm-hmm.
What I would get is that people would remember that as the wedding that no one let anyone watch the Cubs game. They wouldn't remember it was my day. So it's better to just admit what is going on and say, all right. I mean, even if it's begrudgingly, at least let people kind of have an idea what's going on.
What I like about it is you'll remember your anniversary.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's the day either the Cubs win or lose.
Right.
Here's a different point of view on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting married and your spouse says, I dare you to try to find out what's going on in the game, I'd rethink that marriage.
Yeah.
So, that's a good point.
Seriously.
Like, if you're so invested in the Cubs that it means that much to you and that person doesn't understand that, that's a sign.
Yeah.
I understand that, because you have to set up weddings, like, almost a year in advance sometimes.
That's true.
Right? And so I can understand how it can conflict with a major sporting event or another major event that you couldn't plan around.
Right.
But still, if you can't come to a 50-50 arrangement
something
for something like this,
right,
rethink the marriage.
Yeah, but bridezillas get all crazy.
Yeah. If I was the groom in a wedding, obviously that's like, you can't really do much about that. I'd want to have the games on and stuff. But during, like, if it was actually during the reception or if it was during a time that I would not be able to watch the TV, I would just appoint someone as the update man. And I would have him feed me little index cards letting me know what was going on. And I don't mean every half inning. I mean every single at bat. I would want to know. I would just have a pile of Post-its below me of just crumpled up notes of, Hayward strikes out again.
What about a cute little scoreboard and someone's up there?
You could do something really cute with
someone's putting in the thing.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. All right, who's got great ideas out there? 312-9.
Who's got a wedding?
So who's got a wedding so we can fix this all up? Esmeralda's going to make a sign. She's going to run to Michael's Craft Store right after the show.
Yeah.
She'd run to Hobby Lobby. But oh, no, they're open on Saturday. You can run to Hobby Lobby and put it all together. Okay, but we got some business to take care of, Roger. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It's news time. Here's Roger Badish.
I'd have the priest or the rabbi give the updates because then no one would argue with them.
That's true. He's the man of God.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.